The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley-Davidson. Trade it, sell it, they want it. Go online at WorthHarley-Davidson.com, click on the Sell to Us tab, and get a serious cash offer for your bike. Worth Harley-Davidson, I-29 just south of the airport, or online at WorthHarley-Davidson.com. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town. Your program.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to continue to be great throughout all four quarters of games. I mean, there's been stretches every single game where I've made stuff happen. We've made drives kind of go. But there's just times where I try to push the issue too much or I don't push it enough. And so just finding that right median where you can go out there and be who I am but still make sure that we're making positive plays every single drive.
You just have to kind of keep at it. And there might be just a couple small little things that work for you and it changes things around. So, you know, some of the guys tweaked a little, couple little things. Spags tweaked a couple little things. His coaches, you know, did the same thing. You know, playing good football.
And now, pouring over Major League Baseball's new proposed 30-team playoff format, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us here on a spectacular, wouldn't you have to say, Curtis? Spectacular day.
It's beyond spectacular. There aren't words to describe driving down the street at it on December 1st in a short sleeve shirt and shorts with all four windows down. And as you noted, cracking the windows.
So it's not too hot
so
when
it's
you
not
get in your
too
car.
Hot when you leave at 6 o'clock on December 1st.
On December 1st. Don't let the warm weather fool you. The holidays are upon us, and we're at one of the best spots for you at the holidays. Listen, you could get socks, you could get ties, you could get, I guess, long underwear for January when maybe it's going to get cold. I'm sure we'll have some cold days. Or you could get somebody something they really want, like tickets to a game, to an event. Nobody does it better than our friends at TicketsForLess.com. You're a hometown location for every event, whether it's here in Kansas City or anywhere around the country. Chiefs, yes, it's time to go. Six games coming down the stretch. All the Chiefs tickets you could ever want are right here. The first place Kansas City Chiefs trying to make a push for the number one overall seed. Primetime showdown, Chiefs and Broncos on Sunday night. Nothing better than Arrowhead Stadium. Rocking under the lights, and it will be rocking this Sunday, and you can take advantage, get your seats right now to see the Chiefs host the Denver Broncos, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Three more home games, and they've got great seats for all of them. And for a limited time, get two lower-level tickets and two VIP tailgate passes. So you're covered. You get your lower-level tickets and your VIP tailgate passes. I went to the VIP tailgate. Awesome. Eats. Drinks.
They're great.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's such a great setup. You can get it right now. Get either one of the Raiders or Steelers games for just $4.50. Two lower-level tickets, two VIP tailgates. Remember, that's all you can eat and drink before the game in the Tickets for Less VIP tailgate tent. You are covered for $450.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
I mean, I don't know how big a guy you are out there if you're listening, but you could go in the stadium – like 100 something just on beer. So
wow,
I think
that's a great deal.
Great deal.
Good God.
Great deal. just go to ticketsforless.com/ticket and tailgate to take advantage of it. Always the lowest prices, never any per ticket service fees. You can call them right now if you got any questions at 913-685-3322. Memorize that number if you're like me, or at least put it in your phone. So you've got the easy dial for Tickets for Less, or find them online at TicketsForLess.com. Remember the deal, two lower-level tickets, two VIP tailgate passes for either the Raiders game or the Steelers game for just $450. Either call 913-685-3322 or go online to TicketsForLess.com/ticket and tailgate. And, of course, if you've got some other seats that you want, you got a bigger family, just use the code 810CHIEFS to get discounts on your Chiefs tickets. You heard me right. 810 Chiefs, no space, 810 CHIEFS, 810 Chiefs, and you can get a discount right now on any of the three remaining home games. So got a great special for the Raiders and Steelers games. If you want to get a discount, you need some Bronco tickets, use that 810 Chiefs and take advantage of it. No per-ticket fees. You're always going to save money compared to those big national companies that are hitting you with fees around every corner. That's not how it works. And, of course, make sure you handle the parking. You got to have parking to get in. You can't buy it when you're there. The cheapest prices are right now at Tickets for Less, $45 each. Got to buy it in advance anyway. Get it right now. So even if you've got your tickets, but you're like, oh, damn, that's right, I need parking, go right now to ticketsforless.com, and you can take advantage of that. Jayhawks, you got any Jayhawk fans on your shopping list? They are coming back to Kansas City, UTEP, in the T-Mobile Center. You can go to ticketsforless.com to find the best selection of seats for the Jayhawks. You can find lower-level seats for the Jayhawks in UTEP in KC for just $45. It's a pretty good price. Lower-level tickets. And T-Mobile, pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Wow.
And what, about 10 days from today? Today's the 1st. They're back in Allen Fieldhouse for the Border War. Rock Chalk versus Mizzou. So Kansas fans, Tiger fans, if you want to see the return of this great rivalry to Allen Fieldhouse, get your tickets right now at ticketsforless.com. You can also see Big 12 action for as low as $25. Iowa State, Texas Tech at Allen Fieldhouse for just $25. Whether you just want to get in the door, this is how I always put it, whether you just want in the door or you want the very best seats in the house, they have you covered and everything in between at Tickets for Less, literally for every event. And I'm going to tell you, there's no better people to deal with. They're right here in Kansas City. They're right here in Overland Park, just off of Metcalf. And great folks. They have their 100% fan insurance guarantee. So, as we found out during the Big 12 tournament, things actually do get canceled sometimes that are beyond the control of anybody. They are right there, and they'll give you your money back. Everybody who bought their tickets at for the Big 12 tournament last year knew that they were getting their money back. And it was, or not last year, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And they got their money back. That's what you get when you get a hometown company. Plus, you got any questions, they're right here in your neighborhood, happy to help you out. And, of course, if you're going to see the Big 12 or SEC championship game, you can use the promo code CHAMPION10. That's CHAMPION10, right, the number 10, CHAMPION10, to score a discount for your Big 12 or SEC championship game tickets. So if you are a huge college football fan or you're a fan of any of the teams that are playing and you want to go, Corey Anderson, Mick Schaefer, I'm talking to you.
Hello.
Like, when do you think you guys are going to be back in this game? I mean, really, actually, probably quite a bit once Oklahoma and Texas loses.
Yeah, well,
but you get my point.
Yeah.
Like, this one, you actually
something. You know you're in this one.
You didn't roll over, you know, 3-9 Central Florida to get here. This one is special.
This one counts.
This one counts.
Every game counts. Every game counts. By the way, that's the first.
One true champion. That's what it was.
One
true champion. Except when we have two.
Except when there's a tie.
And they screw us.
And then things get all goofy.
Yep. That's how it works.
But, speaking to that, the first game Missouri's played at Allen Fieldhouse since 2012, since their last game.
50 years. A lifetime.
A lifetime.
Since they played there.
But
something
the last
like
time
that.
They played there was
not strong with the math.
That infamous Saturday game where they blew a 19-point lead in the second half.
That's right.
I mean, there was the two of the best games those teams ever played. They probably have not played two games that good in the same season. It's the first time they'll play in someone else's arena in 9 years. So why the hell wouldn't you want to go to that?
Because clearly the Tigers are going to go toe-to-toe this time.
I think that would probably be an upset.
It's historic.
It is historic, though, man.
They got a guy who's 2020.
Yes.
Why wouldn't 2020.
Why wouldn't you want to go see that?
I mean, I hear he's going to do it every game.
I think he is.
Not just against, what was it?
Paul Quinn College.
Stu Jones?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was Quinn Paul. One of those things.
Quinn Snyder College? Or
yes. The man with two last names.
Yeah. Something like that. Mark Quinn? What was it called?
Mark Quinn University.
Apparently the team never traveled. Never walked.
I don't think he's going to.
Never walked.
Well, I heard the campus is actually, it's actually in a strip mall. No. It's not, but
it might be.
But
yes, KUMU will be giant, and got you covered with all your tickets to that, all the home and away games for all the Big 12 basketball. So if you're an Iowa State fan, you're K State fan, you're Missouri SEC, but all Big 12. Tickets West is the official marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. And, of course, they have Mizzou tickets and SEC tickets as well. Everything you need. Go ahead and compare to the likes of StubHub, and you'll find that Tickets West is always cheaper. So go to ticketsforless.com right now. Save money by going to Tickets for Less for really any event nationwide. I can tell you, I've got my tickets here to go to the Cowboys. I got my tickets here when we went to the Maui Invitational. It does not matter where you're going. Tickets for Less has you covered. Your number one source for college basketball. KU, K-State, Missouri, Wichita State. Shocker fans, they got you covered as well. Get your tickets and take advantage of the special. Two lower-level tickets, two VIP tailgate passes to either the Raiders or Steeler games. So you get the VIP tailgate beforehand, all you can eat and drink. Two lower-level tickets, you're going to get it for just $450. It's right now at ticketsforless.com/ticket and tailgate. Or call with any questions at 913-685-3322. Dan and his incredible staff will be happy to take care of you. One of the fastest-growing companies in Kansas City, voted one of the best companies to work for in Kansas City, a great KC company. So buy your tickets here at ticketsforless.com. We've got a lot coming your way today. I probably should have asked Jed for the old show sheet.
He gave me one.
Oh, did he? Oh, good.
There's a stack of things here.
This is what my Hewlett-Packard printer is doing. You like that?
Strong.
I can run down the lineup if you like, Pat.
No, he brought it. Oh, what is this? HP2?
That's the new one. That's the new HP.
And it's not because my trials and tribulations with them continue that I'm saying that. I just want people to know that you could print things like this if you want to drop a couple hundred bucks on an HP printer. That's what it can look like.
And then take a pen.
How would you describe that?
It looks
ass?
Like it was intentionally done poorly.
Really?
Yeah. Like if you wanted to say, if I was going to do a commercial
on how not to print
for a printer, that would be the example I would use for the competitors.
The
printer.
Other guys, yeah. That's what I'm getting.
That's the before picture in a weight loss ad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And my 1,000-pound life weight loss ad. Here on this gym, I can see that we'll be talking to Todd Lebo.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here. We'll play the feud with Todd Lebo in the 3 o'clock hour. The godfather of Kansas City, Frank Bohl, will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour. Seth Kizer from The Athletic, breaking down the film he is. You know, he's on vacation. He's still going to join us. Still breaking down film. He's in Florida.
Let me tell you, that's something.
He's in Florida, and he's breaking down film on a beach.
Seth Kizerow.
It's and he doesn't do like video.
Mm-mm.
It's literally film. His kids have to drag down this projector, and he's
amazing.
Reel to reel sets it up. They're down on the beach.
They put a surfboard up, and he projects it off the surfboard. It's quite
one of
cool.
The kids is holding a towel and shooting it up onto the towel.
Damn it, Timmy! Hold the towel higher.
Film
My
analyst.
Arms are tired.
Film analyst. The film goes with him, even when he goes on vacation. So we'll talk to Seth Kizer in the 5 o'clock hour. We do start with a little bit of baseball here because, I don't know if you know, number one, we're headed towards a work stoppage.
Apparently.
Doesn't really matter because no one's working.
Right.
Right? Amongst the players,
good time
anyway.
To have a work stoppage.
Yeah, it is. They at least have been smart enough to not, like, call it off right before the playoffs type of thing. But it's coming. Nothing gets done without a deadline. This is not a deadline. This is a deadline to start the clock, really. But a number of things. I saw one thing, like, does baseball need an off-season deadline? Like, free agents must be signed by this date. And they said, look at the flurry that's going on. All the agents and teams want to know what they got before they get to a work stoppage. And so we had this flurry of deals, kind of like when the NBA doesn't mess around. Like, baseball and the NBA are polar opposites. Free agency normally, until this year, with a lockout looming and guys wanting to know they're going to get paid and not find out, oh, geez, went on for 3 months and now the owners are claiming poverty or now they're lining up against us and going to collude and I'm not going to get a contract. So teams wanted to get their guys wanted to get their contracts headed into it, probably wanted to get some signing bonuses in some of these deals to tide them over in case there is any work stoppage. But I thought it was kind of interesting, the idea that if there was a deadline, then we'd get more of these deals. The NBA, it's like at 12:01 a.m., they're signing everybody, right? It's like a feeding frenzy. Baseball, it's like, yeah, we'll sign 3 weeks into spring training. Remember Bryce Harper?
Right.
Like, was like 2 weeks into spring training before he finally signed? Now, you know, whatever, but I thought that was interesting. The other thing that's being floated around, which has been floated before, I think to gauge the opinion of the general public, is a 14-team playoff. What do we have now? 10?
Yes. Wait, no, is there 12?
You're brutal.
I think it's 10. I don't know. What?
10.
Is it? I think it's 10.
It's 10.
It seems like every sport is changing, so I'm trying to wait. Which, someone's at 12. Someone's at 13 or 12.
Football's at 14.
Yeah.
So this is what they're looking to get to, is basically the top team in each league gets a bye.
Mm-hmm.
The other two division winners would then be seeded second and third based upon their record. Two gets to pick which one of the four wild cards they want to play. Three then gets to pick which one of the wild cards they want to play. And then the remaining two wild cards play each other. The higher seed
of the two remaining wild card teams is the home team in that series.
Well, and of course the division winners, but the higher seed,
mm-hmm.
and that they would then see the other two, 4 and 5, based upon their record, gets the whole 3-game series. It's not going to be one game. It's going to be a 3-game series. And then one sits and waits. Haven't found any details. Does one play four automatically?
Yeah, I would imagine they go back to normal reseeding. One gets the lowest surviving team.
So if this is in rebuttal to the Giants and Dodgers playing, and everybody's saying, oh, it's ridiculous, 200-win teams have to play, and it's not even the NLCS. Well, you'd have that again, unless you let number one pick who they want to play. Or if you're going to seed, okay, after that round, we seed by record.
Yeah.
At which point you'll find something that sucks there. Just figure out a format and let's go. But do you like the 14-team playoff?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
As a Royals fan, you better adore it.
Yeah, I particularly for that. But, I mean, just baseball as a whole, I'm okay with that. I've always thought the wild card, just being a one-game thing, is too much of a one-off. I like the three-game series with the home team getting all three, the better team getting all three home games. I think if you actually that might not work out as well for the Royals. The Royals probably have a better chance of winning one game on the road than winning two out of three on the road.
They got a better chance team. Of getting in with,
yes.
with two extra
yes.
teams,
which
though.
To me is with where the Royals are, that's the more important thing. Once you get there, you take your chances. But I think it allows more teams in, but it still protects the teams with the better records in that first round and protects the team with the best record in that second round. I'm okay with it.
Do you like the divisional winners getting to pick who they play?
Yes.
Why?
Well, we talked about this earlier, and I want to spoil the
my reason.
Because I've heard your reason. I think your reason is very good.
Okay,
I wouldn't have had that reason had you not already told
my
me.
My reason is when you pick a team and they beat you, it's going to be great.
Yes.
Right? That manager is going to be a colossal boob.
It's absolute theater.
And as we know, the manager's always wrong, except when he's right, and then he's a button pusher.
It's a button pusher.
I like anything that puts the, you know, the decisions in the club's hands.
And I guess the manager is the team. Do the players vote? Or like, how do they determine?
Well,
I guess
the general manager of the organization comes, you know, sit down and
what do you guys
figure out who they
want
to do. But think about that. Think about the red ass you're going to have if you're not the lowest seed. You know, you're not the 7. You're the 5. And they go, yeah, we want to play those guys. You know, it's like being picked last at kickball. Wait, we won 9 more games than these fools, and you're picking us? I love that.
Yeah, I'm sure the teams that are 2 and 3, it is a plus. You get to pick who you want, but you know the team you pick is going to come in with their hair on fire.
Yeah, like, okay.
Which isn't as big of a plus probably in baseball than it is in football, where, you know, emotion and that type of thing it probably is more of a plus. In baseball, just coming in angry and ready to kick ass doesn't always lend itself to success. But it helps.
Yeah.
they're not coming flat, man.
I think it's fantastic. I also love, because I've always been one that baseball needs timeouts. And if your answer is, well, the game's already too slow. No, I know. That's why I want to give them timeouts and then not let them scratch and itch and unvelcro their glove. And you get in the batter's box and you're not getting out to either get ahead or you're out. And you got 20 seconds on the mound to throw the ball. And we're playing ball. Unless you want to take one of your 3 or 4 timeouts. And we're not reviewing crap unless you want to use one of your 3 or 4 timeouts. Don't got any timeouts, you're not doing it. And the catcher's not coming out every 3 pitches and farting around talking to everybody. you got to use a timeout. And if you've wasted your timeouts and your closer's melting down and you've already blown them all, tough.
Yeah, I think that's a much better adjustment than what they've tried to do with limiting when you can go to another pitcher and how long guys got to stay in. I think you can make much more hay just by eliminating the other little stuff.
The not playing the game stuff.
Yes, yes. You save a lot more time by that than you do by limiting one pitching change.
But what I do love is if you make it timeouts, then the manager, it's on the manager. And what's the best part about baseball? It's second-guessing the manager. Mm-hmm. Instead of him being able to walk out to the mound seven times with one pitcher and the catcher go out four other times, no. That guy's hell or high water. He's got a pitch, or get him the hell out of there, or use a timeout.
And it will change, I think, what the trend, which has not been necessarily strategists as managers, as it's been guys like Aaron Boone, who, you know, just compiling a team and making sure everyone's, you know, I think you're going to, if that happens, there's much more of a higher priority to get guys who are strategists than guys like that. So we may see a reversal. I'm absolutely in favor of that over the silly pitching change limits.
Yeah, and okay, let's bring everybody out to the mound and talk about where we're going to position guys. You're worried about the shift? Make them figure it out on their own.
Yep.
No timeouts, 20 seconds. Get in position. Don't have them standing in the field with the pitcher holding the ball for a month while the guys go, oh, a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. None of that crap. Let's play ball. Mm-hmm. Like you could solve a lot of the issues just by playing ball. Anyway, that's my soapbox. If you've listened to the program for a while, you've heard that before, so I apologize. But I like to bring it up. But I do think picking the teams puts it on the GM and the manager to pick the right team. And if they get it wrong, you're going to go ballistic.
Dude, you picked them.
Yeah.
You can't complain about seeding, dude.
The storylines are immediate. Well, they took a team with nine more wins because they wanted no part of the – you know, and how do you build your team? Do you build your team to be better in the postseason and wing it because it's easier to get to the postseason? Right? We've seen that postseason baseball, old school postseason baseball, has now kind of become, you know, in-season baseball. Like we talked about it. In 14, the Royals really went to their, you know, throw the bullpen out there early and let's dominate from the back end once they got to the playoffs and they came down the stretch run. Then in 15, they did it all year. And that was the thing, like, can this work? Can this work all the way to the end? They lost Greg Holland along the way. So there was a sign that, no, you really can't. And relievers do go down all the time like flies. Now they've got a million guys who throw 100, and they play that way. But how do you put your team together now? Do you put a team together saying, okay, we don't really care what our fourth and fifth starter is. We want 1, 2, 3. We got to have three aces, and we'll literally pitch anybody else, do all bullpen days, because we want to make sure that we've got a 1-2-3 when we get into this wild card playoff round. Because almost everybody's going to have to play a three-game series. So do you need to make sure that your lights out 1-2-3?
Yeah, 12 of the 14 teams are going to be in that series.
Do you, coming down the stretch run, not worry about getting a spot higher? Because, hey, we know what we are. We're going to line up our pitching staff to make sure we're going to get our 1-2-3 at the top. Does it change how you construct your roster because the playoffs change? It will. Because you've got a new way of getting to the championship.
It has to.
And I think it increases the strategy. And I think it increases the quantity of teams and the quantity of games playing, quantity of teams playing meaningful games. Right? Like, I know people in baseball, like the traditionalists, will say, well, you know, it's ridiculous. There's too many teams. We don't want to be like basketball and hockey. You mean like basketball, who's blown your doors off ratings-wise and become by far the more lucrative, you know, franchises to own? You mean like that league? You don't want to become like that league? Like the one that's actually making more money? Sorry, more people are watching the NBA than are watching baseball. And so giving teams, if the Royals in a bad year might not be eliminated until July, at least you don't get, you know, in a rebuilding year, you don't get to the summer, the kids are out of school, and nobody wants to go because your team's buried already, done, out before you ever got to June. You don't like teams tanking? If 14 teams are going to make it, you know, how many more teams are in it and less likely to just dump at the trade deadline?
Yeah, for each team, for each spot, you got probably three teams.
Yeah, I think it's good for the game all around. I hope it happens. I think it's definitely good for the game in Kansas City. Generally, old people, you know, see my gray hair. So if you think I'm talking to you, I'm one of you. But I try to resist this temptation of just hating everything that's new. Give it a chance. Think it through. I think big picture-wise, it's good for the Royals. Now, have they, from a Royal standpoint, missed the boat by not going out and grabbing one of the premium free agents that have been out there? The Detroit Tigers got their feet wet finally yesterday, at least from an offensive standpoint. They'd already signed one pitcher, but by going out and getting a Royal-like player in Javier Baez. Now, the Royals have middle infielders galore, so Baez isn't necessarily the guy. Shortstop is about the only thing they don't need, since they've got, you know, theoretically, if Bobby Witt Jr. is ready, three of them there. So I'm not complaining because the Royals weren't in the shortstop market, but are they going about it the right way? We'll talk about that. 913-3-810-810, the phone number, 913-3-810-810. Also want to get to Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, their comments today. Chiefs and Broncos coming up on Sunday, and you can get your tickets right here at Tickets for Less. Go to ticketsforless.com. Use the slash ticket and tailgate on the end. That's ticketsforless.com/ticket and tailgate. You can get two lower-level tickets and two VIP tailgate passes to either the Raiders or Steeler games right now. They've also got your KUMU tickets. Get them right now, 913-685-3322, or go right now to ticketsforless.com.
The Program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're listening to the Program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Seren Petro, Curtis Siebold with you here at TicketsForLess.com. Todd Lebo coming up. We'll play the feud in our next hour. We're at Tickets for Less, 913-685-3322, the number for Tickets for Less. Great special going on for Steelers and Raiders tickets. Two lower-level tickets and two VIP tailgate passes to either the Raiders game or the Steelers game. You get both tickets and both VIP tailgate passes. All you can eat and drink with the VIP tailgate passes, $450. If you want to use the promo code 810CHIEFS, you can get a discount on any seats, right? So if you need four or eight, or you need seats to the Broncos game, use 810CHIEFS, 810CHIEFS. And you can get a discount right now. Plus, they've got great seats, $45 lower-level seats for the Jayhawks in Kansas City taking on UTEP. That is on December 7th, which would be Tuesday. I guess today's the first Tuesday. Get that. You're looking for a great event to take the whole family out to. T-Mobile Center, KU, UTEP next Tuesday, $45 in the lower level. And you can get Big 12 tickets in Allen Fieldhouse for as low as $25. Check that out online at ticketsforless.com. And, of course, you can get your tickets for that KUMU, the Border War. It's back. Get your tickets right now. That's December 11th at Allen Fieldhouse. And you can check it out right now by going to ticketsforless.com. KUMU tickets, that's going to be the hottest ticket in town. So get it right now at ticketsforless.com. 913-3-810-810, the phone number. One little nugget.
One nugget in baseball and one nugget I think people were kind of following in college football. Jeff Passan says players have been told the collective bargaining negotiations are done for the day. So we are officially that's the doors have been closed. They'll lock them out at midnight, and we'll go on from there.
By the way, don't you think Mrs. Passan loves that there's going to be a lockout? Because it means instead of being able to be home, Jeff's going to be camped out on some, you know, street corner in New York, watching grown men haggle over billions of dollars for weeks on end.
Nothing could be.
My thoughts to the Passan family this holiday season is Jeff is, you know, spends the whole playoff month gone, basically. Then he at least gets some downtime before he starts running around spring trainings and everything. Nope. Go sit in New York and watch these idiots squabble over trillions.
And Bruce Feldman of The Athletic and Fox Sports said that he has seen some speculation about Matt Rhule to OU. He was told that is not happening. So if anyone's been following that information, a
but
well-sourced guy says
apparently the coaching staff of Florida State is going to
yes.
OU, not to coach, but to poach.
Yep, several reports say that the members of the Florida State Seminoles recruiting staff is in Norman, Oklahoma today talking to players who've been speculated to be looking to transfer. So they've taken the transfer portal all the way, their own, here. Just hop through it right here. We're ready to go.
Literally like a scene out of a Marvel movie. It's Doctor Strange with Wong opening up a time portal. There it is. Jack knew it.
He knows.
Yeah. Opening up the time portal. Right there it is. We're going to bring it right to you. You just jump in and voila. You're in Tallahassee, Florida. I like it. I like how they work. Not really, but I think it's comical. I mean, it's going to be a business. Let's throw out all the rules.
Right.
You know,
right.
Let's go. Why shouldn't you be able to keep recruiting?
Absolutely. If I'm a Florida State fan, I'm thrilled at this.
I mean,
go get them, man.
You know, if you're at your job and somebody comes and says, hey, we want to give you more money, you can go. Now that it's a job, why shouldn't they be able to go? Why are we messing around acting like you can't reach out to somebody? They're all doing it anyway.
Yes.
Through channels. They're all reaching out. I mean, I've talked to people in and around the college football game. We're going to talk some baseball. I'm going to go to Jeffrey here in a second. But how it works is they go out and they say, okay, we need a safety. And they call around to the high school coaches, to the, you know, combine coordinators, to the recruiting, you know, guys that are out of it. They say, yeah, we're really looking for a safety. And word gets to every safety out there, hey, you know, Notre Dame needs a safety. You know, and they go to the guys that they know have relationships with the guys that they're actually looking for. So why not? It's like prohibition. Everyone was drinking anyway. Well, let's quit screwing around. Just find a way to tax it. Tax the transfer portal.
Absolutely.
That's the key.
I don't know how you would do that, but
if we tax the transfer portal, the deficit will be gone in weeks.
Just on Florida State alone.
We've always said we have the answers here at the program. They just have to ask.
Yeah.
913-810-810. Jeffrey, you're in the program. What's going on, Jeffrey?
Yeah, speaking of Jeff Pesch, and the next time he's on, which will be a while, but you've got a good memory, ask him why they don't speed up baseball.
Well, I think, one, it's because I think one of the main reasons is they got to get the players to sign off on it. And so it's something that I think they'll probably push, but usually gets thrown off to the side in an effort to make more money, both sides. Players give up things that they want to get more money. Owners give up things they want to get more money. And it usually ends up just being bargaining chips that are pushed off to the side or used as, okay, we gave on this, so now you got to give us more money. Right? That's how it usually works.
But Manfred Mann wanted several years ago, and they'll make more money if the game's faster and people will watch it. I can't watch it anymore.
Well, I'm with you, Jeffrey. I don't know how many full nine innings of baseball I watched. I would be more inclined when the Royals are more in the race. And thanks for the call, Jeffrey. One of the things that's been said is that because of gambling that's coming and in-game bets are a big part of it, and they want as much action going to the casinos, the sports books, the online sports betting, so that they will continue to advertise. So having a slower paced game, one of the things I heard last year was that with the betting coming and being legalized, the faster paced game actually limits how much action you can get into the game, to which I would say baseball needs to be careful. Because at one time in this country, the three biggest sports were baseball, horse racing, and boxing. Okay? And baseball has tumbled down behind the NFL and the NBA now. Horse racing is virtually non-existent except for three games and maybe the three races and the Breeders' Cup. Four races, 4 days of racing because of how freaking slow it is. Nobody has one race an hour. Did you know, Jack, that they race once an hour in horse racing? No, because it's never even a thought for you to go there. Because two generations ago, they decided it was too slow. So nobody in your families ever even thought about taking you to a race. You didn't even know it's so painfully slow to go there.
And one of the four events, no one cares about if the wrong horse wins the second one.
Yeah. Well,
no one cares about the Belmont. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, the second one matters. Yeah, yeah, okay, you're right, yes. One of the four.
If the Derby guy didn't win the Preakness, then no one cares about the Belmont. So you're at the most four, and oftentimes just three.
Boxing, in their infinite wisdom, decided we can make more money right now today on this fight if it's pay-per-view. Meanwhile, draining the entire industry, pricing it out beyond the casual fan who wasn't willing to pay for the fights, and fighters getting so much and promoters getting so much for one event that they quit making boxing a mainstay in the American sports calendar and the American landscape. You could count on every couple of Fridays or Friday night fights, even in the Mike Tyson era.
Yeah.
You know, I was glued to
Showtime boxing.
Well, and Friday night fights, even on ESPN, when he was
first coming up, when he was
a phenom,
86.
He was fighting every 2 weeks. And knocking somebody out every 2 weeks. And after about 9-0, and they start talking about, you know, I think he was Kid Mike Tyson, or I can't remember what they were calling him.
I think that's right.
And you're like, I got this Neanderthal not wearing socks, knocking everybody out. I got to watch it. And nobody fights anymore. And then the price when they do fight is so much that unless you want to get 10 of your buddies together, you know, or you're an idiot like me and go, all right, I'll get it, guys. Come on over. Let's go. You know, they killed it. So if baseball is going to drag it down, drag down the pace of the game to basically endear itself to the betting community, to one category of advertiser, when the rest of the world is getting faster. Soccer is 2 hours in the door. Formula One is exploding in popularity. It's like an hour 30 in the door, right? People know exactly how long they don't have to sit around for 5 hours to watch the Yankees and Red Sox. And so you may be able to get a few more bucks initially, but you're taking $2 and robbing yourself of millions. I mean, because in the long run, if you don't have eyes on TV sets, all you're going to have is the gamblers. And I'm going to tell you, as much as I love sports betting, as much as I love the gamblers are not enough to carry an industry on their own.
Yeah, you're winning the game but losing the war.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The game is painful to watch. It's a great game if you play it, if you get in the box, if you pitch it, you catch it, you hit it. I don't even need you to jerk around with the, you know, well, there's no action. There's no – the whole concept of, like, outlawing the shift, saving the day is preposterous. It's absolutely preposterous to think that that's going to work.
Nothing to that.
No. No, absolutely not. 913-3810-810, the phone number, 913-3810-810. Take a break, come back. We'll take you through some of the highlights of today's media session with the Kansas City Chiefs. Todd Lebo still to come, Frank Bull, Seth Kizer. We're here at ticketsforless.com. Get your tickets right now. Chiefs and Broncos, biggest ticket in the NFL this weekend, or at least the second biggest. That's a big one. Bills, Pats. On Monday night. If you want to go to that, Tickets to Less has got tickets to that as well. So TicketsToLess.com. Right now, though, if you want to go to any one of the three Chiefs games, use the promo code 810CHIEFS. You'll get a discount on your order right now at Tickets for Less. And they've got a great special going on. Two lower-level tickets, two VIP tailgate passes for the Raiders and Steelers games. You get them both. All you can eat and drink VIP tailgate passes and the two lower-level tickets for just $450. You can't beat that deal anywhere. No fees added on to your tickets ever at TicketsForLess.com. Call 913-685-3322. See them online at TicketsForLess.com. Get right to that special two lower-level tickets, two VIP tailgate passes by going to TicketsForLess.com/ticket and tailgate.
The program with Soren Petro.
The 7 foot, 1 inch package of superhuman strength and sublime skill.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Listen, I love being the home of the National Football League, but that right there wasn't exactly the most compelling reason to listen to Thursday Night Football. Cowboys decimated by COVID. Take on a Saint team that's not really that good. Should be a pretty good ball game.
Check it out.
Two turds collide on Thursday Night Football.
You never know what'll happen.
Might have written that one a different way. The star versus the fleur-de-lis. Fleur-de-lis, isn't that what it is?
Fleur-de-lis, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Flower of life.
Yeah, is that what it is? Okay, good to know. Good to know. 913-3810-810, the phone will let you hear a couple of the highlights. I will play some more of this at 5. I think Todd's going to have some of it as well. Let's start with Trey Smith today. You know, he had the big had the holding penalty and then got a personal foul penalty for objecting to the penalty. He was asked his about his personal foul penalty against the Cowboys and what he's taken away from it. What has he learned?
Yeah, you know, it's just me losing my cool a little bit. You know, I have to do a better job at this level, especially being a professional, keeping my cool, because at the end of the day, that penalty hurt my team. And, you know, just going back to that, you know, I just have to do a better job of keeping my cool, understand the situation, and, you know, keep playing.
Did that help you find the line, whatever you can say, whatever the magic word was, you know where that line is now?
Yeah. It is my line. I'm not saying anything anymore. No more talking at all.
Did Patrick actually tell you should say it under your breath?
No, sir. No, it's just, you know, just keep it cool in that situation. That was being a great leader. Just, you know, it hurt the team. It's something that can't happen anymore, and just keep going.
Pound the line. I like that guy.
I mean, do, too.
I love the way he plays. He's physical, aggressive. Obviously, he's a great story. And, you know, overcoming a medical condition with the blood clots in his lungs. And, of course, you know, keep him in your thoughts, that he, they can keep that under control. But just a great pick. Heard the Zone talking about it. It's funny. The Zone was talking about all the great picks of the Chiefs. You know, 5 games ago, this town was talking about the drafts suck. They got to get rid of Brett Beach, right? Like, and now it's like, look at this guy. I mean, it's just raining great picks.
Especially him next to Humphrey, who is, I mean, he's.
Well, and listen, let's give some credit to Orlando Brown as well, because we're not talking about Orlando Brown being a disaster anymore. Nope. And, you know, we'll talk about it with Seth Kizer later on, because I want to get into the offensive line. He wrote about the offensive line. And, you know, he said, thank you. He gave, I think, the O-line an A-minus overall. But, you know, Orlando Brown, they gave up a first-round pick, and everybody was freaking out about it. The last 5 weeks, no one's been freaking out about it. I think Andy Reid has learned to coach, you know, has had to adjust and maybe get in sync. You know, he keeps talking about Patrick Mahomes getting in sync with his offensive line. I think Andy Reid's had to get in sync with his offensive line. It's not a finesse line. It's a power line. Yeah. So you need to let him fire off the ball. And I don't think he did the great job, frankly, in the game planning against the Cowboys, to be honest with you. I think they should have been mauling. I think he saw those defensive ends were out. He's like, oh, let's throw it all over the field. They ain't getting to Patrick. And it should have been like, oh, their top defensive ends are out. Let's punish them.
Yeah, I think people look, I mean, one of the longer standing, I guess, angles in pro football is everyone, the cohesion of the offensive line. Every single week, every single coach mentions at some point the cohesion of the offensive line. To say, hey, we're going to put 5 new guys in here. Not only are they going to be new, but they're going to be very different than what you've had your entire tenure here. We want you to be ready on September 1st to have this thing nailed straight away. The fact that we saw the talent in these guys and the potential in these guys maybe belie the length it was going to take to get them all working on the same page, but they're at about the right spot. I mean, if based on how things were early in the year, if you saw the way those 5 guys are working right now, well, 4 mostly, they still haven't figured out right tackle all the way with injuries, better than we would have imagined. The defense has been the number one turnaround. But second might be the fact they finally started to figure out what the offensive line can do and what to do behind it.
I think he's chipped a little, too.
Yes.
He's given the guy some help, and I think that's been an important part of the equation as well. All right, Patrick Mahomes today at the podium asked if he did any study on his interceptions during the bye week, see if there's any common denominators.
Not necessarily. I mean, I've seen them all. I mean, there's some where I'm pressing the issue a little bit more. Some are just bad luck, so I'll try to do whatever I can to try to limit those as much as possible, because we know turnovers are such a big deal in this league.
And some, a number have gone off of people, but on those, do you assume, do you think there's a possibility that you could have done something different on those too?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at the one with Travis, the Cowboys game, I put the ball in front of him. He probably catches and breaks a tackle and gets extra yards, but I threw it kind of on his back hip, and it got tipped up and intercepted. So, I mean, just because it hits them doesn't necessarily mean it's in the right spot for them to make the catch. So I got to make sure that I'm putting it in that right spot every time.
You know, Lynn Dickey told me a story a long time ago, great K-State quarterback, a Pro Bowler with the Packers. Yes. And he got hired, fun guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Can tell a story, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
He told me a story. He got hired to work with Heath Shuler when he was coming out of Tennessee. Heath Shuler would go number 4 overall to Washington. And he was working with him, and he said, you know, he'd throw Shuler the ball and hit it, you know, right in front of his face. And Shuler throwing the ball, he'd reach over to the left and get it. He'd reach over to the right. He's like, listen, I want you to pick a point. I want you to say, like, left shoulder. And then I want you to throw the ball at my left shoulder, and I want to catch it right there. And he, Shuler, said to him, what the hell does it matter as long as you catch it? Now, stunningly, he, Shuler, bombed in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes would not make that kind of stupid question because, to his point, he is right. Like, there's a difference between a ball that just gets there. If a guy's got to go to the ground to get it, there's no run after catch, right? And I think that, you know, we don't have to worry about Patrick Mahomes, like, trying to get better. Nobody's going to be more critical of Patrick Mahomes than Patrick Mahomes, and that statement right there showed you. We got Lebo coming up next here at Tickets
for Less. The end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, in what year did the Chiefs have their most one-sided win over the Broncos? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.